Joining us for her regional radio Dream Team interview is Caitlin Reed of the fastest girls track and field team, a pole vaulter and a pole vaulter only. So she got to focus on one sport throughout her high school career. And well, guess what? She capped it off with a third place finish in the state meet this year. And her jump of 11 feet and 9 inches is a Festus school record. She was also third place in the 2016 Class 4 state meet. So, Caitlin, good career for you, really, at Festus. What are sort of your thoughts as your senior year wrapped up and you've gone through graduation and have had a chance to look back on your accomplishments?
I really just want to thank my dad because he put everything into what he had for me. And knowing that my senior year was my best year and PR'd at the last meet really helped me.
I understand that your dad has been an assistant coach for Festus Girls Track and Field for quite a ways now. And how has y'all's relationship sort of developed over time?
Well, we have definitely gotten closer. We had a few arguments because, you know, daughter and dad relationship. But all in all, we definitely have a special bond that I share with him.
I mentioned at the beginning of this interview that you have set the Festus record for highest pole vault jump at 11 feet and 9 inches, but you're not the only Reed to have done so. Your brother Zach, back in 2013, also a pole vaulter, jumped 15 feet 6 inches. So in terms of the relationship between you and him and maybe some things that y'all have talked about as to help you improve as a pole vaulter, can you share with us some of the conversations you have with him there?
Well, my brother is an amazing pole vaulter, and he always told me just to try hard because, you know, that's what he did, and he just loved it so much. And so the first time I saw him pole vault, I knew I wanted to be just like him. And so we never really talked about improving because he was in college doing his own thing and pole vaulting in college. But I know he was watching me from afar, and knowing that he was really helped me accomplish many great things.
All right, and I did mention that you made state as a sophomore and a senior, but you also made it as a freshman. Your sophomore year, you were a Dream Team athlete. Sort of take us through the development of your pole vaulting game, if you will, from your freshman year to your senior year.
Well, my freshman year, it was more like just to have fun and, you know, just be out there and try my best. And when I made it to state, I didn't even know what to think. I made ninth place, barely making it off the podium. And then my sophomore year, I wanted to go out there and prove myself that I could get higher than ninth place. So I went out there not knowing that I could get third. And finally, the results came in and they said I got third, which was really exciting for me. And then my junior year was hard because I went through this mental block of being scared. So I didn't really get a chance to prove myself again at state. But senior year, I knew I had to prove it. And then I went out there and got third again, which is fine by me because I made the podium.
That's great to hear, and congratulations again on that. Now, I know that you've had a lot of meets that you've gone to, a lot of pole vaulting opportunities that you've had over your 4 years in high school, but if you can kind of share with us a meet that kind of stood out to you.
Definitely North County, because when I'm on the runway, it's so fast and it helps me push off. And just the environment it's at, everyone is just around and helping each other out, and I just really love that meet.
And let's go ahead and shift our focus, if you will, Caitlin, to your coaches. I'm obviously your dad. A chance for your brother, Zach, to sort of, you know, watch you from afar and talk to you when he can. But also John Kreitz, who just has just retired. So you've had a lot of help along the way. If I'm leaving anyone off, let us know. And also just tell us what it's meant to have those three gentlemen in your support group.
It means a lot because I know Coach Kreitz has always helped me and always been there for me. He hasn't really been my coach for a long time, but I really appreciate all that he's done. And Coach Armbruster, our other coach, he's really helped me too, not just with pole vault, but with running. I did a few running events this year, and he put his attention on me, and I just really appreciate all that they have done.
That's very neat. And I understand it from your dad that you're not going to be doing pole vault anymore.
Yeah, I decided not to do it in college.
What ultimate?
But I will always miss it.
What ultimately came down to that decision?
I've been doing it since sixth grade summer. When I saw my brother do it, I've asked my dad so many times to do it. He finally let me. And I'm just feeling that there's other opportunities in me, with me, and going to college and focusing on school and focusing on my career later on.
What college are you going to? What are you going to study?
I'm going to go to Jeffco, and I'm going to become a teacher.
Oh, very nice. You got a field that you already want to get into?
Yes. I want to become a fourth or fifth grade teacher and hopefully progress into administrative.
All right, very well. Setting your goals high. I certainly did not do that when I was in high school. all right, Caitlin. Well, once again, congratulations on being a Dream Team member for the second time. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.